you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
In this series of things you wish you knew before you did them, we got to talk about the dance. The trip to Polokwane. That one. Remember your first time going to Polokwane? Yeah, it kind of went downhill from there, right? I know. Particularly because from that point onwards, it was literally a process of discovery where you're trying to figure it out. Figure out what you like, figure out what you don't like, figure out how to ask for it, figure out how to get it. Figure out your own body, your own anatomy. You understand? It's a problem. It's a discovery phase your entire life. Now, if you could just go back to that first time, knowing what you know now, imagine how many good trips to Polokwane you could have. Do you get what I'm saying? Do you understand what I'm trying to get at? Because you've been on many bad trips to Polokwane. Hey, the tire has broken. Hey, Ndax, the brakes have not worked. There have been missing parts. The car was too small. Very many things when it comes to the trip to Polokwane, the dance. So, what is one thing that you wish you knew about the dance before doing the dance? The dance also is the trip to Polokwane. You understand? What is one thing you knew? You wish you knew, at least, when it comes to going to Polokwane. One thing you needed to know. I want to boil it down to one. Talk to me. I'll listen on the radio. Yeah? Let's get back to Polokwane. Yeah. Knowing what you know now about trips to Polokwane, about the dance. Wouldn't you like to have that conversation with yourself before you did the dance first time? And maybe equip yourself with more knowledge that you have now acquired. Because really, from first time, it's just acquiring knowledge. It's a discovery phase. So what is one thing you wish you knew about the dance before going in? Talk to me.
Yes, Maqondwana, it dance kwabe sasitsheliwe ukuthi imnandi kangaka yo nkosi yami. Kube nje ke kuthiwe nje usave le yona nje yodwa uyithatha uyibeke ekhabetheni uphinde uyilande uma uyifuna uyithi nje ma oh sisimaqondwana thixo ngamkhulu ndiyakuxelela ntombi.
But here's the thing though, I feel like in music videos, films, the message is very much well communicated. I'm just saying.
And you know, the first time, to tell you the truth, I was confused and, you know, I locked myself inside the house. Like, I didn't want to see that guy for some time. Until I asked my brother's girlfriend, auntie, Mauti Utandimund, you have to do that. I was so confused.
Shame.
But if I knew then, than now. I'm not right. I'm a trip swam, I'm not wonky. I'm straight at Kondili. But I was like, I'm telling you, like, even today, I don't even get it. What was that?
And you know what it is? It's like you wish that you knew the things because, you know, when it comes to the dance, you have to learn. You understand? And you have to make mistakes. That's where the problem lies. If we could eliminate the mistakes, you know?
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
You know what I wish I had known before I reached Polokwane, or what I know now reaching Polokwane is that it's not about the size of the ship, but it's about the motion of the ocean. You know, if the driver knows which buttons to press and how to maneuver the ship, you will get to Polokwane. I know that. And also, it is the passenger themselves, which is me. You must get your mind in the right order. You will get to Polokwane. Dineo from Kempton Park.
You might, Dineo, a voice note is not enough. This is why you're on my line. Dineo, what in the motion
Hello.
Of the ocean that better when a sailor?
Hi, Andy.
Good man. And you know, it's so important for people to hear that, you know, particularly our counterparts, because they think, you know, understand, yeah. But you understand?
Yeah, you know, they think it's a one-way street. No, they must maneuver with the ocean. They must follow, you know, where the ocean is
follow
going.
The
they
current.
Must go with them. So,
yes.
They must follow the current. And then we will get to Polokwane. Yes, I know getting to Polokwane is by road, but if you use the ocean, you will get there. So the motion...
Of the ocean
must be right.
Wonderful.
And also the passenger must get their head right. The passenger must be thinking of other things. They must just think of what they are doing and be in the moment. That way you will get to Polokwane.
Safely too as well. You understand? Very good. Siyabonga. Yabona, Centurion comes with a lot of knowledge and wisdom. Siyabonga Dineo. Talk to me. If you could... acquire knowledge that you've now acquired about the dance. You know, what is that one thing that you wish you knew about the dance before doing the dance?
I wish I knew it's addictive. You are the addict.
Dog better, Polokwane is anonymous. Dog better.
Hi, Andy.
Hello.
This is Fanyana.
Mm-hmm.
What I've learned, I've been with my wife for over 12 years. Mm-hmm. And one thing I've learned about the tango is that you need to be patient with one another. The past 2 to 3 years has been one of the best times that we've ever had, because we now understand each other, and it took that long for us to understand each other. So right now I believe that if you want to understand what it means to get to Polokwane, you need to understand your person's body, you need to understand your person's emotions, you need to understand your person's feelings. That will help you. Because remember that we're not just getting to Polokwane, we're going all the way to Toyando.
Come on, a specific location. We're not going to, hey, this is a sermon right here. And I love that you mentioned the fact that you guys have been together for 12 years, but really you guys found your groove in the last 3 years, because that's what it is. It's a discovery phase. Within the first 9 years, you guys are discovering one another, learning one another. And I think that's everyone's journey when it comes to the dance. It's discovering and learning what you like, what you don't like. Things, you understand, learning your own body as well, learning how to teach somebody else about your zinning is, it's a problem, but yeah. So talk to me, feel good family. What's one thing you wish you knew about the dance, going to Polokwane, that you wish you knew upon entry? You understand, sitting here with the girls, who paves Benda, but here and feel good. Hello ladies. Ladies and more ladies. So we're talking about the dance. Things you wish you knew before. What you know now, if you can know that before you went into the dance, what would that one thing be for you?
I hate that thing.
Oh, I'm Dax and Jane.
Why? Like, I'm a towel. I'm a little cleaner.
What do you mean, ma'am?
Aye.
Mem, what
clean up operation afterwards.
Just
and also having to go and pee.
No,
I wish I knew that earlier.
It's important.
It's very important.
So important. Imbalance?
The fact that it's work.
What do you mean?
Like, it doesn't come naturally. You know how when they explain it in school, it's like it's a natural process, and it's you must work for this thing. Like, you must work to
figure it out.
You must work to improve yourself. You must work not to be boring. Now you must light flames still in the middle.
Jane.
And why doesn't it just happen?
Yeah.
It's like, okay,
do you get what I'm saying?
This is for procreation, therefore do step one only. Like, why will us like,
yo,
I'm the same.
It's like going to the gym, essentially. That's what it is.
Not
it's
the
like,
gym, child.
It's
what
a
is
workout.
That?
It's a, you know, mentally you need to be okay.
Yeah.
Emotionally you need to be okay.
That's true.
Hi, now you must also think for the other person as well.
It's a lot.
Can't you just press a button and then we're like, boop.
Well, technically, I'm kidding.
Well, yeah. That's why I'm a fan of those.
You know what I'm saying?
Let the whole thing burn.
So a certain somebody sent a message, and I thought since we're here together as a caucus, maybe we could put our brains together and help this particular gentleman. Although I don't think we're the people that he should ask, but it's fine.
Okay.
Hi, Andy. Me, I would like to know, when you're going to Polokwane, is it dancing?
And then your partner says, yeah, you got the spot. Like, what spot is it? Is it along the way? Is it a garage? What spot is it? I would like to know that.
Yeah. Mbali, over to you.
Just know that don't stop what you are doing.
Yeah, don't move.
Don't try to be smart. Don't do anything else. Just stick to that script. Because the spot is there.
And it can never be relieved. Yeah, it can never be revealed. Reveal it. Just
also,
know.
The spot is different for everybody else.
But that's what we're saying. That's what we're saying, Guti. Don't try and now be like, okay,
figure it out.
I need to. Does this mean I must?
Exactly.
No, wakuchelile Guti. Nanso. So just continue, whatever, even if you put a cramp or whatever, stick to it.
Guess again. Okay, talk to me, Feel Good Family. I want to hear from you.
Mina, into you can play with your body anyhow. Know your body. Good into an EP. And it in the pyre. Konzagantun. Until I knew that, yeah. Goku. I'm teaching my men where to touch me and where to take me. Kasepulukwane. Kodwa xa engandilisanga. I also take myself there.
Hey,
I can't. I can't nje go without ndingafiki pha. Ndiyamyeka. And then I take myself there. Kumandu ba uyazi ibhodi yakho ngaloo ndlela.
Kuthiwa the destination is the destination. Who's in the driving skids? Your skid. Yeah, isingesi. Let me come back.
Hey, Andy.
Hello.
Hey, abo mama basecaweni. Nge bridal shower baza kunikeza amataula amataula amaningi. But o clean abaxelela ukuba u clean antone and no JJ up awumsebenzi lento umsebenzi you hi babe ndiyazi bengiyenze nje ndiyi you Maltima Springs
my kids hello how are you good talk to me one thing you wish you knew about the dance.
Just by the way, it's the first time I ever called.
Oh, come on, first time caller. Welcome to Feel Good Family.
Thank you. Actually, you know, as a small boy, these things we learn them through those magazines or the chats in school, you know. I wish someone had told me that going to Polokwane for the lady is not inside, it's on top.
Hallelujah. Amen.
And ice cream is necessary. As a man, you must be about to eat ice cream.
Benilane.
Ngihleka.
These are all facts.
Because as men, we only focus on ourselves.
Yes.
And sometimes the intention is to get to Polokwane from Soweto to Polokwane, but if you're not moving it, but for the lady to get to Polokwane, you need to focus on other aspects. Sometimes I'm dived in and then use their hands outside because the focus is on top, it's not inside.
And you know, it's so important because, I mean, as you mentioned now, that we had a voice note earlier on saying that, you know, he had been with his person for 12 years, but only in the last 3 years figured it out. It's a discovery. You need to understand your person, understand their body, their needs, their wants, all of that. And also understand your person just holistically speaking, because it's not just a physical endeavor. It requires all parts. You feel like it. He's not inside. He's on top. Malebo, hello, how are you?
Hi, Andy, how are you?
I'm wonderful. Talk to me. Yes. On your trips to Polokwane.
You know what, man? I think on that journey, on that road trip, you need to take your partner.
Yeah.
So that when you get there, your dance partner, you know, is this dance partner worthy of being a dance partner in the first place?
Come on.
You don't want to get them and your tango is not looking tango-ish.
Thank you.
Outfits are not coordinating. No, you need to check and screen your partner. I feel like this should be taught in school. Screen first before, you know. Hold interviews. You can't cast everybody as your dance partner in the movie. Do you know what I mean?
Come on. Because also you need to know what kind of a driver they are and what kind of a person they are. And also,
exactly.
Like, sometimes you figure out a person after the dance, you know? Why don't you do it before? You know what I mean?
Exactly.
We don't all have to go to Polokwane. You know what I mean? Only special people go to Polokwane. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Thank you so much. Yes, Malebo, you came through with a very sober comment. Ngiyabonga, man. Ngiyabonga. Because, yeah, really. Not all of us can go to Polokwane. You know what I mean? You got to have the passport, which means you got to have the passport interviews. Yeah.
Exactly.
Siyabonga, Malebo, ne?
Awesome stuff.
Awesome, man. Nimvile. Passport, you must check, man. Come on.
Yo, Andy. Yo.
Hi, boy.
What's working now? I only wish gore a re fitla ka mole go stop signing. Gore bona a wish gore nka ba ke tsebile gore digital e nalo yema fela digital e re tswa. Digital one thola ke re. Eh shoot it to me before this figure Polokwane. Oh cha nkosi yama. I wish I knew nkosi yam God. Oh cha. You are ngeke. Ngazi nokuthi khona into bathi i-swimming pool.
Hayi bo.
Sibamazi nje. Ayi cha hayi. Hayi andi babayi.
Lapha experience phela khona yini swimming pool. But ungakwazi. Yo.
Oh andi. I wish we had known, like, oh, we don't test drive, but we get the current pilots. We are wanna like, yo, because I haven't puzzled. Yo, I want puzzled la langa we langa pandle, but I'm lucky the current one is. But hey, yeah, we've had avantavas agayo la ilili na bangas, nuchi yo imatia pusho oh yo, Eddie. But I wish you can have a way of finding out in your own years later. I was with that motto.
You understand? Yeah, ding a software. Yes, just. Yeah. Tuso, hello.
Hi, Andy.
Unjan.
Yeah, I'm
gone. Wow, shake. What's him? What's him? Kupa ore tuse gendate. Help us. Things we should know when we've learned from experience.
Yeah. Yeah, Mina, and hello.
I'm there.
Oh. Yeah, I never knew Mina Sisendi Ugba. Siya sonke Polokwane. I thought ukuthi mina benkhatshwa. Omunye nje uyandikhapha ePolokwane. So at times you'd hear nje kuba ngathi ningena kugravel uzibuza ukuba manje sekwenzakala ntoni. Mawubuza uvu ngathi omunye umntana uyafa. Uthi hey, ushap uzozwa nje ngempendulo yakhona. Kiya.
It's a journey for two, not for one.
Yeah, only if I knew. Only, that's why you need a certificate for that.
Yes. Hey, uibambile. And how many years did it take you to learn this? And that it was. What is?
I think it took me something like two or so years.
Okay. Sure. Many trips to Polokwane. We are sorry to those ladies. Askisine.
And now at least I know I have a certificate.
Halala.
I've had it now for 12 years.
Halala.
Yeah. In fact, 13 years. We are doing 13 years on the 24th of October.
Boys, your mind. Oh, man. That is amazing. Ndate Tusa, I mean, just as your name says, it says you are a help to people. And usually the people who help others don't ever get help or don't ever get rewarded and thanked.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.